咱做伙来看今仔日个圣经节。今仔日圣经节是为路加福音十五章十一节到二十节。十一节，佮讲某人有两个囝，迄个第二个甲老爸讲：“阿爸，将我应得的业分予我。”伊个老爸就甲因分家下。过无几日，迄个第二个囝一进休息，伊个咪出外去远远个所在，伫遐放荡，毁坏伊个业，已经损了了。拄着迄所在大饥荒，伊才知欠客艰苦，就去挖迄所在一个百姓，迄个人替伊去山里饲猪，爱将猪所食个刀割来煮鸡。也无人可以。十七节，伊请我就讲，我的老爸有遐尼多长工，米牛食有剩，若是我伫食，就要饿死了。我要起来去找我的老爸，对伊讲：“阿爸，我有得罪天，甲地里的面前。”到了后，我袂贪滴叫做你的囝，就和我亲像你的长工的一个，就起来去找伊的老爸。三日也过远，伊的老爸看到伊，就怜悯伊，走去抱伊的颔棍，直直地浸。
Let's read the verse from today. It's from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke.Luke 15, verse 11. Jesus continued, There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set out for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country,And he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his friends to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I'm starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him,Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long ways off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
这是咱要请 Pastor Joe 来讲道，伊的题目是家庭团聚。咱今仔日是父亲节，所以咱特别邀请 Pastor Joe 的爸爸林长老来做翻译，是白囝同心服侍一个好的模样。Now we invite Pastor Joe to give sermon. His subject is family reunion. Today is the Father's Day. We especially invite Pastor Joe's father.Elder Ding to be the interpreter with the Father Son Gospel team.
Hello and welcome to our East Valley live stream and in-person service.
欢迎每一位，不管你是伫线上还是来伫圣殿的兄弟，咱真欢迎会当伫东安教会做伙来敬拜主。
And a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
我愿每一位做老爸兄弟来祝福，愿恁父亲节快乐。
It is truly a privilege and an honor to be speaking to all of you in this combined Father's Day service.
我真欢喜，也真荣幸，伫这个联合的组织，会当用上帝话咱三甲来面对。
Back in March 19, 2020, LA County called their initial lockdown in response.To COVID-19.
在2020年3月19日，洛杉矶郡因为这个肺炎病毒开始了封锁。
Today marks 2 years and 3 months since that day, and the world has changed since then.
封锁到到今仔日已经两冬三个月，因为这个肺炎病毒，全世界拢改变了。
But the fact that we gather today together as one body is a testament of God's faithfulness to East Valley throughout this whole time. Praise God, may we continue to trust in the Lord as He has proven Himself to be good and trustworthy.
希望咱会当继续立条这款通挖课的主，因为已经证实伊是迄个好又搁通挖课的上帝。
Today's scripture is a story about a family reunion。
今仔日圣经所讲的是家庭的团圆。
My fondest memories growing up are of family reunions。
我上好的回忆就是家庭的团圆。
When I was small, I used to go back to Taiwan every summer with my mom to stay with her side of the family. Tainan Akong and Amma and Mori Aku. Though it was extremely hot and humid, and though the mosquitoes were vicious,All of that just added to the fond memories. And the food, come on, we have shaved ice, frozen taro, and even Slurpees from
7-Eleven. Then out the 7-Eleven, a donkey bait, you hit a Slurpee, there I don't see two conquered Yamzoa.
The freshest fish, and every day my grandma would cook it, and my absolute favorite dish, sticky rice, bika, with minced meat, fish sung, and pickled radish. This is absolutely the best food in the world. But more than the food, it was all about being with people who loved me dearly. No matter how good or bad the year went, I was reunited with my grandparents. And they were happy that their grandchild was back to spend time with them.Today's passage is a story that Jesus tells about a family reunion. It is such a well-known story that people even outside of the church knows what it means to be a prodigal son.
This story is very famous. Those who have never been to the church, they know this story is called the Lone Tree Story.
My hope for this message that even for those of us who are familiar with this story, that we would learn at least one thing about it that we didn't know before. I will attempt to do this by first speaking about the context of the story, going all the way back to the beginning of Luke chapter 15.
为着要交代这个故事前后的关系，请容我对路加福音书15章开始来跟大家讲。
This is where we find out the reason why Jesus tells this story in the first place.
咱底下会当知影，是安那耶稣要来讲这个故事。
Then I will briefly interact with the first half of the prodigal son story, which is the section that the presiders read for us here today.
然后。我会将耶稣的故事的头一部分啊，来甲大家分享。这个就是咱今仔日的书会为咱所读的经节。
But then I will focus in on the second half of Jesus' story, which is often skipped over or even ignored. But the ending of the story, brothers and sisters, is where the main point lies.
Then I will focus in on the second half of Jesus' story, which is often skipped over or even ignored. But the ending of the story, brothers and sisters, is where the main point lies. Then
may we all be open to the work of the Holy Spirit and allow Him to change our minds and also our hearts as we study this passage together. The story of the prodigal is the third parable in a series of three stories. We have the lost sheep, the lost coin, and then the lost son.
这个两组的故事是耶稣的譬喻的第三部分。 迷失的羊，失掉的囡仔，跟失掉的囝。
But why did Jesus tell these stories? What was the occasion?
什么样的场合，什么样的原因，耶稣要讲这个故事？
To answer this question, we must go all the way back to the beginning of Luke chapter 15.
要知道这个，请咱倒转去路加福音书十五章的开始。
Jesus at this point of his ministry was becoming quite famous in the region, healing people, performing miracles, and teaching people, anybody who would listen to him.
耶稣，伊的事工在这个时阵，在这个所在已经真出名，伊医病、行神迹，愿意若愿意听伊教示的人来讲。
He was attracting a lot of attention to himself, including those who were ignored or despised by society. His teaching on the kingdom of God was good news to these people who were lowly and outcasted and hated. The author Luke informs us at the beginning of Luke chapter 15 that Jesus was spending time and enjoying a meal with tax collectors and sinners. But another group was there too, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Now, they weren't there to learn from Jesus or enjoy his company. They were there to judge him and to take him down. And Jesus was making this easy for them. Table fellowship, as defined as sharing a meal with somebody, was an intimate act in the first century Jewish culture. So what Jesus was doing here in the minds of the Pharisees was an act of defilement. To eat with notorious sinners means to associate closely with them and their sins.
And
so it is in the company of this mixed crowd, we see the sinners up front and the Pharisees off to a distance, that Jesus then launches into his trilogy of stories. Story number one, the parable of the lost sheep. In this story, a shepherd has 100 sheep and loses one. He leaves the 99 who are safe and goes after the one which is missing. He searches for it and finally finds it. And when he does, he gets people together to celebrate the occasion. What is the point of this story? It's for all of us listeners to identify with the shepherd and his actions. When Jesus asked in the middle of his story, does he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? The listener's response is, of course, is both the obvious and the proper answer. When we lose something of value, aren't we consumed ourselves with the task of recovering and finding it? Yes, recovery of a lost item takes time and effort. It takes attention away from the other things in your life. But, as we all know, this is the proper response. If you get a phone call informing you that a family member has had an emergency and needs your help, wouldn't you drop everything immediately and make quick arrangements to attend to this loved one? On the evening of June 17, 2020, I received such a phone call from my father. He informed me the results from his blood test had come in and that his doctor said he needed to go to the ER immediately. His white blood cells was dangerously high. Though my father's voice remained calm, I knew immediately that this was an emergency. Now remember, this is June 2020, the beginning of the pandemic. The order was to stay home, so I hadn't really left home for months at this time. My wife Stephanie and I were just trying to make it to the end of each day, both of us trying to work from home and trying to take care of two young ones. At that time, my daughter was one and my son was four. And we also just started a prayer meeting, an online prayer meeting that month. And the night I received that call was the night that was supposed to be the prayer meeting. Any single one of those reasons or factors could be a reason for me to stay at home that night. But there was no question in my mind when I received that call that I was taking my dad to the hospital that night.
但是较安稳，伊迄暗我需要带我老爸到伫病院。
Though I believe the notion of keeping safe by staying home, and though I care deeply for my wife and my two children, and though, yes, it is my job to lead the prayer meeting that night, I knew I needed to make arrangements and go. My dad and taking him to the hospital was the most important thing that I needed to do that night. I say all this not because I'm no hero. I just did what anybody else in this room or at home listening would have done that night.
我讲这个不是表示我是英雄，我只是做任何一个人遇到迄款的状况，拢会去做的代志。
In the parable, the one sheep becomes elevated in an importance over the rest of the 99, but not because it is more valuable, but because it was in danger.
放99只去找迄个一只，不是伊靠价值。
What's the point of the story? The recovery of the lost is of prime importance to God. Story number two, the parable of the lost coin. A woman has 10 valuable coins and realizes that one is missing in the middle of the night. She immediately starts looking for it, combing through her whole house until she finally finds it. And when she does, she gets all her neighbors and friends together to celebrate and to tell them this story. This second parable has the same structure, the same theme, and the same takeaway as the first story. The woman is not content with the 9 that she has. She searches diligently for the one that she has lost. And once again, Jesus ends this parable comparing the main character's joy with that of our Heavenly Father when a lost one repents. What can we conclude about these first two parables? The Father's heart is for the recovery of His lost ones. This all builds up to the third and the final story of the trilogy, the parable of the lost son. The story is about a father who has two sons. The younger one decides he wants his inheritance early. So he requests for it, he leaves with it, and proceeds to squander his wealth on wild living. Then a famine hits the land, and in the midst of being broke and hungry, he decides to go back home and to offer himself as a slave to his father.
He 骄傲哦，欠缺，所以决定要倒转去老爸厝，要做老爸长工。
On this trek and journey back home, he has plenty of time to think about what he wants to say, rehearsing it over and over in his head.
伊要转去的路中有真侪时间，伊咧思考要安怎向老爸来告别，要安怎啊将伊的亏欠讲出来。
But while he was still in the distance, the father, filled with compassion, runs to greet his son, embraces him, and kisses him. The son, shocked at such love and affection, nevertheless launches into his speech. Which is where we pick up on the story, Luke 15, verses 21-24. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Quick, bring the best robes and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
但你后背堪去叫做你的囝，若是老爸对遐个萝卜讲，紧紧请上好的衫来甲伊穿，佮甲伊挂手指，煞甲伊穿鞋，也堪你只肥的牛仔来抬，咱食来欢喜。因为我这个囝死有够活，死都有够得着，就三甲欢喜。
For the third time in this trilogy of stories, we see the same main point: the father's heart.Is for the recovery of the lost.
In this
And again, the response is a joyous celebration. The father doesn't even let the son get through his apology. The father cuts him off and calls for his hired hand. Get the robe, get the sandal and the ring, and prep the meat. We need to throw a barbecue to celebrate this. Why? Because the son he thought he would never see again has returned.
因为老爸认为，伊个永远看袂到个囝倒转来啊。
The son who was dead to him is alive and is back home.
伊认为已经死个囝已经倒转来个厝啊。
But the parable does not end there. Let me continue the story with verses 25 through 30.
但是这个譬如这个故事无伫遮就来煞，我要为大家继续来读。
Meanwhile, the older brother was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.
第二十五节，这时伊的大囝在远里，倒来要到厝。听见做甲甲跳舞的声，就叫一个老伯来问伊啥代志。伊甲因讲，你的小弟来了。恁老爸因为得着伊好好倒来，所以杀迄只肥的牛啊。
The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, Look!All these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him?
The
older brother is incensed, angry because he feels cheated that his father is being unfair.
因为他认为他的老爸对他不公平，也欺骗了他。
He feels his hard work has not paid off, that in fact his lazy, rebellious, and wicked brother is being rewarded.
他温困的工作没得到回报，但是他那个贫惰、卑劣、无道德的小弟却得到奖赏。
The elder brother was upset because he believed that fattened calf belonged to him.
大家真不欢喜，因为他认为那只肥牛啊是他的。
In the Jewish culture, the elder brother was entitled to 2/3 of the father's estate as his inheritance.
在犹太人的风俗里底，大囝会当继承老爸三分之一的业。
So when the younger brother left with his 1/3, the remaining 2/3, everything that remained belonged to him when his father died.
当小弟将伊三分之一业摕去了后，所剩的，当伊的老爸过身了后，拢属于大囝的。
The elder brother was upset because he believed the fattened calf and everything being consumed at the feast was his own.
大囝的生气是因为。
To use these resources, his resources, to throw a party for his unworthy brother, now this was unthinkable.
用他的物件，为着那个不配得的小弟来收回的，对来讲实在是不可思议的。
When we hear this parable, the sins of the younger brother are obvious. To ask for the inheritance early, to then blow it all on wild living, all of that is disgraceful. It brings shame on the father and on the family name. But the outrage of the elder brother reveals a sinful heart as well, one hardened by self-righteousness and a judgmental spirit. To refuse to attend the party, then to publicly scold and insult his father, this also heaps shame upon the father. Jesus places the spotlight here on the sins of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who are listening to this story. He reveals that although they are the ones who are seemingly doing all the right things, working hard to maintain the appearance of holiness and consumed with the matters of God, they too were lost.
虽然这法利赛人甲经老师看起来，因拢做代志真正确，因啊伫表面上来保持因的性格的模样，也真注意伫上帝的所为代志，但是因犹原是失落的。Brothers
and sisters, we must beware of this elder son mentality.
各位兄弟，请注意这个大囝的心态。
We must not let our hearts be hardened by self-righteousness and a judgmental spirit. Because like the elder son, there is a way for us to be lost without even leaving home. But there is good news if you struggle in this way. The story ends with the father's response to the elder son. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
第31章,老爸跟他說,怕,你兄兄跟我弟弟,既然我所有的都不屬於你,那是你這個小弟,死有個娃,死得有個弟弟,咱應該就歡喜快樂。
Even after the elder son's public outburst that destroys the father's reputation, the father still goes out to plead with him.
雖然這個大兄公然的這麼侮辱他的老爸,但是他的老爸依然為他。
In a moment when disowning this elder son was the culturally appropriate thing to do, the father still pursues a relationship. The grace of the father extends to both sons, and the celebration is for all members of the family. Brothers and sisters, will we celebrate when the lost ones return? Will we gladly use our resources on what the Father desires to welcome these lost ones home? Like a shepherd who loses one sheep, or a woman who loses one coin, God's will is to find lost children. That remains His priority. So much so that He sends His Son, Jesus Christ. Luke 19:10 states this, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This was Jesus' mission statement when He walked this earth. He embarked on a search and rescue mission for all of mankind.
这是耶稣在地上行大的时候，他选言，要将那些失落的都找回来。
He left the perfection of heaven to enter into this broken, sinful world.
他为着败坏的地上，离开那个极碎的天顶。
Why? Because He knew the Father's heart. He knew God's desire to recover what was lost, and He was willing to give of His very life, His flesh and blood, to restore all of us back to the Father. On this Father's Day, brothers and sisters, I want to ask us some final questions. What can you give to God?
你会使给上帝。
What can you offer the one who created everything and owns everything?
上面是你会当奉献的，迄个创造宇宙的主宰。
What does our Heavenly Father desire that He does not already possess?
上面是天父上帝也未对你得到的物件。
May our answer lie in the example that Jesus left us.
希望咱的答案是耶稣基督已经替咱所派的来。
Let us go and look for the lost ones.
咱来去找遐失落的，好不？
Let us restore them back to the Father.
咱是不是带伊倒转来甲天父上帝好好？
And when they come through our doors, let us welcome them with open arms.
当伊倒转来时，是毋是咱会当拍开咱的双手，热情来欢迎伊
？And throw the grandest reunion party.
咱来举办一个真大团圆宴席。
May everything that we are and we have be used to please our Father who art in heaven.
唔嘛，咱所用出的，拢是要来讨咱天父上帝欢喜。
Let's pray.
请咱做三十八头的祈祷。
Father God, we thank you for your great love and your great mercy.
天父上帝，我感谢你，你极大疼痛甲怜悯。
Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to search and recover us, but we were lost and dead in our sins.
感谢你差遣你的独生子耶稣基督，伫憔悴馆伫最终失丧的阮。
Thank you for being patient with us, even when we are self-righteous and judgmental.
感謝你吞論我們有時抓自己罪義，也會論斷人。
Continue to shape us so that we can become more and more like you, caring about the lost ones and bringing them home to you.
繼續建造我們，可以更親像你的模樣，我們可以關心那些失落的人，也帶他們倒回來你的家。
And may East Valley be a joyous place where we celebrate the blessed reunion of you, Almighty God, and your beloved children.
关东岸教会是一个喜乐的所在，伫遮我们庆祝受着祝福的团圆，就是万国人的上帝甲你所听基督的团圆。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们的祈祷拢是奉耶稣基督的圣名来求。
Amen.
Amen.